T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining me this afternoon as our leadoff batter is Presley Stutz. As you know, he's the big honcho with the Greenville Tea Party. Presley, welcome. How are you today?
Hey, Bobby, I'm fine. I understand you had quite a shootout with our thin-skinned friend, Mr. Timmons, earlier today.
We had a bit of a dust-up. Yeah, it all started when I shared with the audience a piece written at Fitz News by Will Folks that was critical. Well, actually, it pointed out that there is a ton of dark money that is being spent in the SC4 GOP congressional primary. And it accused Billy Timmons of having worked behind the scenes to actually promote the gas tax and then cynically voting for it. And he objected to that characterization, called in, accused myself and Tara of being biased against his campaign and his candidacy. And I tried to explain that, number one, these are opinion programs and we're paid to express opinions. And when mine is that I find favor with the particular positions that any candidate takes and speak approvingly of them having taken those positions, I don't necessarily consider that to be bias. I think bias is when you slant and spin facts to fit your worldview. But Senator Timmons also included you in his blanket condemnation of our alleged bias and said that was one of the reasons why he was refusing to take part in the debate upcoming on Monday night. So you feel as if you do endorse, as the head of the Greenville Tea Party, you endorse, which is separate from what I do.
Yes, and I endorse as an individual. I do not speak for the Tea Party per se, but as the chairman of the Tea Party, I endorse as an individual citizen, which is my right to do. But Bob, if I could guess here, Mr. Timmons probably called me a liar because I didn't listen to it to the program, but I'm assuming that was part of his verbiage. Is that correct?
Yeah, I believe that is correct. At the very least, he said that you exhibited bias against his campaign, and I guess it's fair to say that we all are accused of lying about him. Because we've presented facts, like the fact that he contributed money to Lindsey Graham's presidential campaign and other things like that, and he objected to that.
Yeah. Well, Bob, if I could go back several months, I know Senator Timmons. He's a good guy. You know, he's the kind of guy you'd like to go have a beer with at the bar. But he's not the type of guy, because of just the way he works, with some of his hubris and with citizens. He had asked a group of us citizens to help him on a bill several months ago regarding the GHS issue.
Yes.
And we got behind him and we said, you know, it's not a perfect bill, but we could support it. And he asked us to go public, and I did. I wrote an article and sent it out. And in less than 10 days, Mr. Timmons reverse course, did a 180, and just subverted everything that we were doing. And we called him on it. And I had a very tense conversation with him the day he was on the floor in the Senate, right after he had betrayed us. And he gave me every excuse in the book for why he did it. He didn't give us any advance notice that he was changing his mind. He just did it. And we felt very betrayed. And I said, well, Mr. Timmons, does that mean that this other organization that you're supporting now with this bill, are they going to get behind your campaign too? And that was all I asked him.
Right.
And I hit a nerve.
Yeah.
And it was Presley, F off.
Whoa.
I will buy you. And then he later sent me a text saying that I better watch what I say about him because he will crucify me. And those are facts, Bob. There's no lie about it. It's a fact that this happened. He came unhinged, and you know, there are other facts about
he flirted with coming unhinged when he was on with me earlier today. And it's interesting the point you make, Presley, because if there is a benchmark of the tone of the piece that was written by Will Foulkes at Fitz News and is up on their website today, it concluded by saying that William Timmons, in their estimation, had been consistently inconsistent.
Okay. Interesting.
Yes.
Yeah. But you know, as I go through and you know, we can go to many other issues with Mr. Timmons, you know, where he's been hiding things. It's a fact that he went to the Naval Academy. It was uncovered, and he didn't put that anywhere in his resume.
Right.
And he was there less than 2 months, and he quit. You know, that's okay. A guy's, you know, he has a prerogative to quit.
Sure.
But then to lie and say that he was at George Washington University, when in fact he was not in school that year of 2002, it says something that he's hiding something. I don't know what he's hiding. He's not been genuine on his self-funding. This is another fact. He likes to tout that he funds his own campaign. Now, Mr. Timmons, you know, his family, a very successful family in Greenville. I respect his family immensely. But when you say your self-funding means that you give the money to your campaign.
Right.
But Mr. Timmons has not given the money to his campaign. He's loaned the money to his campaign. And after the fact, he goes out and he asks these special interest groups and individuals to donate to his campaign. So he will be beholden to special interests, not before the fact, but after the fact. I have a concern about that. You know, Mr. Timmons was proud of the fact that he got the endorsement of Mario Rubio.
Marco Rubio, right.
Excuse me, Marco Rubio, I apologize. And Marco Rubio was part of the Gang of Eight that was for this amnesty. So, you know, if he's for Marco Rubio, if Marco Rubio's for him, I just have a concern with Mr. Timmons because I have seen him cave to the pressures of big money. I've seen him change his mind. I've seen him betray the citizens of Greenville County to the tune of $4.2 billion with his hospital deal. I'm just concerned that Mr. Timmons, and I know I'm going to catch flack from him for this, but I'm just concerned that he is going to be beholden to the pressures of Washington. He can't handle the pressures here. He can't face you and Tara in a simple debate, Bob.
Right.
How is he going to face the pressures of Washington, D.C.?
Well, and that's a fair question, and it's one that was repeated on numerous text messages that I received this afternoon. And I think it's fair to bring that into this to the discussion because, look, if you're a politician, politics in South Carolina, more so than many other states, but certainly right up there with the best of them, politics is a blood sport in South Carolina. And as a politician here, if you are thin-skinned and are going to complain because a woman on the radio and an old guy on the radio are attacking you, in his estimation, attacking him, I would suggest it's time to look for another line of work because you're going to get constant criticism in the world of politics.
Yep. What did Harry Truman say? If you can't stand the heat, you need to get out of the kitchen.
That's what he said. And he also said, if you want a friend in Washington, buy a dog.
Exactly.
I wanted to give you an opportunity, Presley, to kind of clear the air, to give you an opportunity to respond to what Senator Timmons had to say today about Tara and myself and you and the Greenville Tea Party as well. That was included in that. So I'm sorry that you didn't have an opportunity to hear the conversation yet, but we're going to replay it at the beginning of the bonus hour next hour. And it's already posted on our website, 1063WORD.com. The conversation posted there in the podcast. Just go to a podcast, go to Bob McLean, and you'll see the conversation from earlier today. Presley, despite Senator Timmons having apparently other important commitment, and his feeling that the questions he would face would come from a biased perspective, so he won't be with us on Monday. We'll still see you down there, and I'm assuming that Lee Bright will be there as well.
Yes, Lee Bright is coming, and we still hold open the invitation. We're ready for a good, spirited, honest, lively debate between Lee and Senator Timmons. But if Senator Timmons chooses not to avail himself of that opportunity, then we'll have an opportunity for you and Tara to question Mr. Bright.
Wasn't this the same position that Governor Henry McTaxter took, that
Bobby, now you're going into meddling, buddy.
I know it. Presley, thanks a lot for the call, and thanks a lot for all the work that you and all the folks at the Greenville Tea Party have done in putting these debates together, because there's a bunch of heavy lifting there, and we just stand out in the spotlight and take the credit for them. But they're the folks that really do the yeoman-like work to make them happen.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.